Hello, and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 322, Feeling Joy. Joy is a word I used for the first time at the age of 54 this past year, and I knew it. I knew that I'd never used that word before, and I kind of stopped and thought, wow, that's kind of cool. I wonder why that is. And then it, again, just like you kind of let those seeds stay planted. You don't have to really water it. You don't have to really focus on it. You just kind of let it chill. And there were a couple other moments and I'm like, you know, I feel joy. I was using that word. So I'm like, well, let me Google it, look up the definition. Was not surprised. But I enjoyed the fact that I'm now using the word joy in my day-to-day life, and I am feeling joy. It just came to me right now during this introduction. The first time I actually started using the word joy was a quote I used. I used to say that, you know, consistency allows for peace. And peace allows for confidence. Confidence allows for hope. And hope allows for joy. Like, I had to really get through a lot of life, really get to healing, really working on myself before I started realizing certain things, understanding certain things, embracing certain things, and in that were words. So I wanted to just quickly shout out to anyone who's getting a little funky. Not getting kind of what they want in life. Kind of looking for something different. I would like to help you get something a little different. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. And that's when, you know, my low kind of ended. And I woke up and it was on the day after Thanksgiving that I decided to start the podcast. And I was really thinking about Thanksgiving and the holidays and being alone and this time of year. Like, it was all on my mind. I'm like, okay, I have a message. So I know this time of year is hard for certain people. And I would love to be your Sherpa. Help you navigate that mountain that is you. Because you're so deserving of experiencing what happens when you start controlling the space between your ears, taking charge of your life, and loving yourself unconditionally, supporting yourself unconditionally. And like I said, that's Pro U path will lead you to new and better experiences. Maybe even using new words. So thank you, thank you, thank you to all that listen. Thank you to the people that are in my life that bring me joy. And you enjoy this. Opportunities for Mindful Meditation by Katie Hawthorne. During this past year, I planned a wedding, was working full-time, and somehow managed to fit in a handful of online classes. Most days, I was running off stress more than sleep. I knew that meditation would help me in more ways than one. But it felt like a luxury I just couldn't afford. But as the months went on, I found that ignoring my mental and spiritual needs wasn't doing me any favors. Fatigue became my new normal, and my concentration and mood suffered. It wasn't until I stumbled upon the practice of mindfulness that I began to feel as if I was taking care of myself again. Mindfulness is a specific form of meditation. In meditation, you might focus on an affirmation or image while you let any fleeting thoughts or emotions fade into the background to clear your mind. Meditation is a powerful tool that enables you to enter the silence and create space in your mind, which offers many benefits. Mindfulness has similar rewards. It eases stress, creates calm, and connects you to your spiritual center. With mindfulness, the goal is not necessarily to clear your mind, but to accept each thought as it arises. Live fully in the moment and embrace each thought, breath, or sensation as it comes to you, and you will experience mindfulness. Meditation often requires a dedicated time and space where you can relax and enter the silence unhurried. I found that the practice of mindfulness was simpler. I could fit it into a spare minute or two throughout the day. During my morning shower, I took a few moments in the heat and steam to breathe deeply and quiet my thoughts. Just those few relaxing moments had a huge impact on my day. I began to incorporate mindfulness and affirmations into my morning routine and chores to help me see the positive side to each of them. These practices can help you to embrace every opportunity for spiritual health. Treat each morning like a new gift and look for opportunities for mindfulness while brushing your teeth, combing your hair, or during your shower. Hold good thoughts or speak affirmations throughout morning activities. For me, I reminded myself of the energy I would gain from my food while I packed my lunch, or envisioned myself confident and comfortable as I chose my clothing. Take care to notice and appreciate the simple pleasures that might otherwise go unnoticed in our rush to get things done. Getting into the habit of looking for opportunities to be mindful, positive, and in tune with your day will only get easier as you begin to treat every responsibility as a loving act that you choose to take on. Self-care is long-standing. Putting love out into the world will bring more love back to you. It's not about taking time out of your day to be mindful, but adding mindfulness into your everyday life. Let me just repeat that. It's not about taking time out of your day to be mindful, but adding mindfulness into your everyday life. Loved that. So I thought that was a great way to start today's episode 322. Joy and pain, sunshine and rain. It's not what the podcast is about at all, but I did feel like singing at that moment. But joy is a word that I just used for the first time this year. And I knew it as a fact, because the first time I said it, I was like, huh, I've never used that word before. Like, I just knew it. And then I found myself, you know, using it occasionally, but kind of stopping and reflecting and going, wow, what's that word? Why am I using that now? What does it mean? And why is it this thing? And like a lot of my clients are, you know, looking at things differently, feeling differently. And that's, you know, it's a dope, cool thing. So I was like, I've never used that word. And I'm 54. And I now was like, hey, I used the word joy today. So it became a podcast episode. I said, well, let me look it up. Definition of joy: a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. So it wasn't a big shock. It wasn't a big surprise. There's no real twist in the definition. And it was what I would have guessed. Sometimes I'm surprised by the definitions when I look them up for the first time. But it was just like, okay, well, have you felt great pleasure and happiness? And I'm like, no. And I'm like, well, that's, and again, it was just that stop, pause, reflect. Yay, look what you're doing, Tom. Hey, Tom, be thankful this is the version of you where you stop, pause, and reflect. Not what does it mean, and are you better? Are you not going to have bad days anymore? Where are you headed? None of that stuff. But I love that when you just kind of stop and check your stuff out. So I realize it in a moment. There was a client. I've had him for, it's got to be 7 years, I think. I don't really talk about him much. Pretty quiet dude. But when I've mentioned him, always in highest respect, because he's a dude who will go, hey, you should get this. And I go, buy something. I didn't have it on my mind, but it was just, and it's happened a lot over the years. And he's a super, super smart guy. And he has so much going on that I'm kind of in awe of what he handles. I mean, you know, owns a company. Is working all the time, making films, husband, father of two, and you know, it's just sometimes he'll tell me what's going on. I'm like, wow, I'm just tired of listening. Or I'm like, oh my God, I would hate to go through that or whatever. But he just moved. They had a great new house close to the kid's school where they can walk their daughter to school. So it's like this great move, and happy for him, and yay, yay, and kind of started. He goes, we're going to move like Monday, Tuesday company's coming, so we'll schedule Monday. And like Sunday night, he goes, dude, there's no way I'm going to be able to move or work out tomorrow. And I was like, I understand. I mean, the fact that you want to do, I thought was cool, but once you start, you know, actually going, wow, we got to pack and load and everything, and I get it. So anyways, the week passes and he doesn't work out. Again, totally understandable. So that following week, I think we went like a day late or whatever, but we scheduled our session and met with him. And, you know, he kind of explained these big, heavy doors he had to move. And he says, you know, he got a guy to help, and it was hard for two of them to move. And he had like 20 doors to move, and he moved like the majority of them by himself. And I was just kind of waiting for that. Oh, yeah, and this thing really hurts, or this is tweak. Because it's like, okay, you didn't work out. And if you don't work out with me, you typically don't work out. And you didn't because you're super busy. And if you weren't working out, you weren't stretching, and I know you weren't foam rolling, so you weren't doing the things that you normally do, and now you're moving, so you're lifting and carrying things in ways you don't normally, up and down stairs that you don't normally, and you didn't warm up and stretch beforehand. So it's like the worst possible scenario: don't work out, don't foam roll, or don't stretch, and do a lot of lifting, bending over, and carrying day after day after day. But at the end of the first workout, it was like he was fine. I mean, he was a little tired and beat up from what he had gone through. But there was no, this is funky, this is tweak, this is really sore, this hurts, nothing. And this guy did not have muscle, core strength, you know, certain range of motion in certain parts of his body. You know what I mean? He was very limited 7 years ago. And that version of him would have broken half if he would have done everything that he did and then got to a workout and tried to do what he did in that workout. And it was just this, again, not this guy that abs and muscle and anything is of any priority to him at all. But of course he wants to be healthy, and he doesn't want to be fragile, and he wants to be strong, and he wants to be able to, you know, walk the earth and do his job and be a husband and be a father, of course, all that. But there's no, like, you know, anything really else, because he's so busy. So it's not like this is the focal point, but there's this moment where I just stopped and I said, you know, this is success. I said, you know, you, and I said it right to him. I said, you didn't work out, you didn't foam roller. And I said, completely understandable, but then you did all this crazy stuff, didn't warm up, didn't stretch. And here's your first workout, and, you know, I'm your trainer going, dude, you did all that. And every once in a while, he's like, hey, this is bothering me or this is bugging me. I said, there was none of that. There was no mention of that. I know what you've been through. And I go, there you go. Congrats. There's the 7 years of your effort might have led up to this moment. And that's why I felt that. It was like joy. It was pride, but, you know, pride kind of makes it about me. But it was just like, wow, look what this guy's experiencing. And I you know, I want to point it out. Hey, by the way, if you, you know, did ABC, you would be jacked. Typically, other people, you in the past. And you just did a workout and you're fine. And I had another client. And I don't know what exactly what it was, but it was the day after I trained him. And I texted him and I said, I just wanted you to know that I'm proud of you. I said, like me, you've never quit. You've never given up on you. And I said, I recognize that and I appreciate that. And there was that moment again. And then I have this client that is continually learning and growing. The other day, he just started, goes, you know, his knee was kind of bothering him. So he wasn't going to do the run, the warm-up. I said, fine. And so we got to squats, and he just moves, like, kind of way, way slower than he ever has. And I didn't say anything. He just kind of did one. He's moving, and then he goes, just asking permission. And I was like, I mean, that's what I preach. That's what I say. But in that moment, for him to kind of spin it and go, this is exactly why I'm doing it. And I knew it, and he was doing it perfectly. And I was like, and that's when I was like, okay, these are the moments. And it's a lot of time with clients. It just brings me joy because it's like another person growing, learning on their path to a better version of themselves. I'm not really sure. And, you know, fish sometimes doesn't know it in water. You know, my client didn't wake up that morning and, wow, I just moved and I'm going to work out. Man, I feel amazing. There was no... There was no part of him that was feeling that, but I got to point it out, and it was factual. It was real. It was not just my opinion. So I love having that vista and being able to tell people and then share it. And I'm like, there's not a whole lot else I need. I'm healthy, Zen's healthy. I go to the beach, like, it's like, but the client stuff, it just really, really brings me joy. And again, I didn't say that last year. Why? I don't know. Why am I saying it this year? I don't know. I just am. I'm just going with it. I'm just embracing the newer me. Like I said, I'm trying to kind of keep track of this stuff so it's tangible. Because my voice is loud. And again, that last episode where I said, well, here's a list. Here are the things you don't do and you do differently and now you do that you didn't do before. You're not him anymore. You're doing good. You're fine. Stay over there. Don't judge yourself. Don't critique yourself. And the more you stay over in the Purpleville, you know, the more purple experiences you have. And like I said, I'm over here going, oh, man, I was thankful, and I was mindful and trying to appreciate and stay in the moment. And poof, now I'm like, wow, 54, I'm going, I have joy in my life. And it's really helping people. Again, that's kind of the thing. Like, I'm not going, oh, when I'm done with that, I just not like that, I don't know, that big thing I want or need. You know, I kind of want to write a book. I mean, I really want to write a book, but I don't want to write a book. So it's kind of halfway in there. But, like, I don't. There's not a, I think I just want to help people. Have that energy. Where I'm putting out this energy and they're receiving that energy, and then I feel that energy back because it worked. They feel better. They understand that they're on that pro you path now. And just last night I had my mentoring session with Nico. And it took a minute, you know, we FaceTime and I don't know, maybe it's Canada, I don't know, maybe it's just the internet, but it just takes a little minute, you know, call back and we'll go back and forth or whatever. So, you know, it's about 30 seconds where I'm kind of waiting, is this going to happen, are we going to, and all of a sudden, poof, goes through and his face comes up. And he's got the biggest smile. And it was just, and after our session, which was great, and I loved it, but I told him, I go, it was almost immediately when I saw you, I was just filled with joy. I go, that's how you affect me. And I, you know, that had nothing to do with this episode at all, but it just happened last night. And I was like, it was just so funny. That's just what I felt right away from him. And so again, I'm just reiterating with people, you know, this is the better you. Celebrate that, embrace that. It's okay, hang out there. And that's what I'm working on. That's what I will get to. So, feeling joy. Maybe that's the title. Feeling joy, not just joy. Mental note. It's kind of the grand total of all my effort. All my choices, my pro-you-ness kind of got me there. One thing I didn't mention in the last couple episodes that was happening were the fires in California, Southern California, Northern California, kind of all over except Hollywood. No fires here. I mean, I didn't even have like smoke in the air. We had blue skies almost the entire 2 weeks. It was, you know, humid. I mean, it was not humid. It was, you know, dry and warm and no wind. And it was like this little bubble I live in. Literally a little bubble. Because all around me was on fire. Well, one thing it did was it was really affecting the little northern part from where I live. Ventura area, Malibu area, where I typically go to my beaches. So for like 2 weeks, if it wasn't, you know, kind of close or anything, or the traffic or a road closed, there was bad air quality. So I wasn't going. And it was weird how that affected me. And again, I'm like, stop, pause. Hey, why is that thing affecting you? What is that thing? And I got the Zen garden done. That's a big statement. What are you talking about? Well, I call my home, my studio, the Zen Garden. And it's like, you know, constantly, you know, I'm doing this, I'm changing this, I'm adding that, I'm making this, I'm adding a workbench, you know, making stuff. The workbench's got stuff stacked up on it. But I like it clean and organized. I don't want to sit and go, oh, there's a big pile of stuff waiting to be done or organized or put away or cleaned. And then it just is something in California, we just got to dust a lot. You know, I leave the windows open, you know, like that air blowing through, but with that comes all the whatever. So you kind of have to, it's all like dust an area, and I have stuff, you know. So it's like driftwood and pictures and frames. So it's like you need to dust that stuff, and then you move stuff, and then you need to clean my desk, and you dust that. You're like, okay. So I'll do an area. Later on, like next day or two or a week, I'll do another area and kind of rotate like that. And there's just one area of this hallway that I just hadn't done in a while. And it doesn't get a whole lot, and it's not really a used area. It's kind of like closet on one side, and it was a big mirror, so I just stacked these wine cases. And anything extra, kind of like I had some cameras, and I'm like, well, I'll put the cameras up there, and I'll put this up there. And there's just certain things that I could just kind of store up there that I didn't really use, and it was somewhat decorative, so I just left it. I'm like, man, I got to take all that stuff down. I got to take those wine boxes down. And I was just procrastinating not doing this stuff. So it's always like, what are you doing now? Well, if you're not doing that, you should. And then writing the book always comes up. You know, da-da-da-da-da. It's like, when I get this. So I was always like, oh, well, now I'm into making stuff. Or now I'm into doing this thing. Or, oh, I made this thing. Or I found this new piece of driftwood. Something that always kind of bumped ahead of me, you know, right, you know, sitting down going, okay, I'm going to write the book. That's what I need to do. That's what I want to do. And it's like, well, maybe when I get this stuff done. And more, it was just like, I didn't really want to make anything. You know, I had some stuff for sale, and I sold a couple pieces, but it wasn't like, oh, get me all fired up. I'm like, okay, keep making that stuff, because it's, and then, you know, I made some calendars, and got those made, and was going to, you know, started selling those, and you know, just all these little projects and these little things. And all kind of were done. And that little hallway area, I had this idea of like, oh, what if I move the wine boxes like this and kind of make it like artsy? And you know, so I got this cool idea. So it kind of was an incentive to get in there and do it. Well, all of a sudden I was like, wow, I literally dusted, cleaned, moved, organized, and finished with the Zen Garden. And the bench area was done. Like, it was like, I can look at that. There's one pull-out little thing where I've got some here in the upcoming next little things I can tinker with, but not messy, not laying around, nothing. And literally over the last last 6 months, I started going, okay, am I using that? Okay, it's a cool piece of driftwood. Yeah, but it's big. What am I going to do with it? I'm not going to make, okay, throw it out, put it outside, let someone else take it or whatever. And I just kept doing that and doing that where it's like, there's nothing. Oh, there's that one box of stuff, and I got to go through that. Like, I went through everything, every shelf. And because I was always bringing in new stuff and making new stuff, it was always kind of a state of flux. Not like, okay, it's like 90% done, 95% done. It was always changing. And then I was like, I just stopped, and I loved it. Like, I loved how it looked, and I could just look any, and I took pictures from every angle. Like, there was always one, well, don't take a picture of that. And I was just like, wow, you literally, after 6.5 years, can say it's done. I mean, you didn't work on it the whole time. First 2 years didn't do much, but, you know, you continually did, and it was fun, and something you kind of created and made, and you look around, and you're proud of it, and it's your stuff, but, you know, it got to the point where you wanted to kind of make it less is more, and keep better stuff and get rid of older stuff. So it was, you know, it was just this transition, you know, caterpillar in the cocoon. So when it first was done, I was like, okay, well, now what you have left is a bunch of time. And I hadn't been going to the beach. And then also there was this, I was bored. And I've kind of gone through that. I was like, you know, bored means there's nothing wrong, and be thankful. I realized it was part of the beach thing. Like, I kind of break up, you know, every 3-4 days, go to the beach. And I'm there, you know, maybe drive for an hour, there for 3 or 4 hours, come back. So it's a good chunk of the day. And I come back, I typically won't have a client that day, you know. But, you know, so it gives in a bath, do this, do that. Next thing you know, it's like 4. So, like, that day's kind of done and gone, and I feel great, and I was creative, and it filled me up in a way, and it's integral to me, and I get that reinforced. It's kind of where this point is headed, but I wasn't doing that, and I realized I was done. It's like, well, you got to start the book, and I'm like, you know, I just know I'm not, like, there, and I'm not going to get all weird about it, but it was just like, what? And I went, and that was the new quiet. That was that, like, I would, like, turn the TV off and go, well, it's 7. And this was before the time changed. And I'm like, I don't want to be on watching anything. I don't want that noise. I don't want to be on the computer. Like, I'm done. I'm done with the day. I'm not, like, sleepy, tired. And I'm like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to, you know, stand up and make something. I don't want to sand anything. I don't want to do pictures. I haven't. And then I was like, okay. And this is where this all started, was this moment. I was like, I have to be okay with that. Like, it was a new kind of funk, different, couldn't really pinpoint it exactly, and didn't really like it, because, like, okay, I'm thankful, I'm good, but I'm like, this yucky board, what, you know, I mean, looking at it, not, oh, I'm just bored, because, you know, it was a way different version of me looking at being bored in a way different way, like I was stuck. And then that, there's that judgment, well, that's not good. Why, wow, why are you feeling that? And I was like, okay, that's, you know, this weird thing happened, and I was like, and I'd heard something like this before, and I'm not going to verbalize it perfect, but I don't know if it was a therapist or Deepak Chopra, I cannot remember, but it was like someone said, allow yourself to feel that feeling to the point where you're not trying to control it, judge it, anything, and just let it pass. And that kind of hit me. It It's like, this is it. And it's like, okay, you haven't gone to the, and there's a little bit that way, you haven't gone to the beach, and, you know, you honestly can look around and go, there's nothing you really need to do inside the Zen garden. Like, you gotta, well, you could go over there and, like, maybe you should just, how do you be okay there without the next move, the next plan? Okay, I gotta, you know, because I'm, you know, not getting new clients, not making more money, and not striving to, you know, move ahead. That path, I'm not over there. I'm not doing that. Not that I can't use it, but it's just that my time and energy is not going there. And it's more about how I'm responding to what's going on in my life. And am I seeing the right things, the signs, making the right choices, stopping enough, pausing enough, reflecting enough? You know, are those the things I'm doing? And that fills my plate. Like, I'm full. Every week I have something to talk about because the notes I take, because how much thinking I do about me, my path, what I can share. And again, you know, the benefits just doing that, that I'm so thankful for doing. But I was like, okay, the Zen garden's done. And, you know, I'm not, you know, in any fire danger. And there's people being, oh, like, I don't even know how many thousands of people were evacuated. And that was part of the funk. Because one day I turned on something and I started watching it and I got stuck. And it was just in my heart and in my mind watching how many people and the animals. And just, it's just gnarly. And it got as bad as it seemed like it was last year. And to me, last year was the worst it's ever been. I think it actually was. But the next morning I woke up and the news, the channel that I listened to, this guy lost his home in Malibu last year. It's called Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. K-Rock in California. But I think it's all over. Anyways, but Frank's the dude that lost his house. And all of a sudden he was talking about the fires that were going on. And what, you know, things. You know, and I was just like, for an hour, I was in the car listening. And that was the day I was like, okay, I can't anymore. Like, I can't feel bad that I'm, that blue skies, no wind. And people are terrorized with apocalyptic scenes, with fires. It's just the damage. I mean, I can't do that anymore. It's not good for my soul. Just be thankful. It's not you, but stop watching it. You know, break away from that. So watching all that, not going to the beach, having this extra time. And I was like, okay, but what's wrong with you? Wow, there you go. Nothing's wrong with me. There's a lot of stuff going on in my head. So if I'm going, okay, just kind of go through that. Like, if that's your struggle, hey, feeling some different emotions, bored, like almost frustrated that I'm bored, feeling guilty about the fires, okay, is that your, the cross that you have to bear? Okay, be thankful that that's it. You're just dealing with funky feelings. And those aren't even real. They're temporary. I mean, they're real, but they're not temporary. Wow. They're real, but they're temporary. Feelings, any feelings, they're real in the moment, but they're temporary. So that was kind of like the first note. It was like, well, why can't I just allow myself to feel whatever it is? And allow it to pass. No judgment. No critique. And then being okay with that. And that's where I kind of got quicker than quick. Well, quicker than ever before. Like, it was still kind of in that funk where I was like, well, okay, if this is the funk, then let that be. This is why it's different. And then almost, you know, the exclamation point was, I made it out to the beach like 2 days ago. It was Saturday, and, you know, get up early, and it's, you know, it's cold now, which is crazy because it still gets hot and there's fires, but it gets cold at night. And, you know, cold for me, I mean, if I'm getting up and it's 50, it's pretty cold, for, you know, in the morning. I mean, and it gets colder than that, but I'm just saying but I'll do it. And it's dark. I drive all the way up pretty much in the dark, and it's to be on the beach. Typically alone, or I can't see anybody there far away. Very, very few, but it's a big, long beach, the one I always go to now, Rincon. Walking on the beach. and watching Zen just run, you know, 50 yards away from me, wherever he wants to go, that south of me, north of me, to the, you know, side of me, just free and running. And I'm just walking. I can't see anything at all. I can hear the waves. But the sun is rising behind me. And it's lighting up the hills and mountains ahead of me that are just above the little terrain mountains that are on the beach. And it's just magical. And in that moment, I was like, well, there you go. See, that's what it is to you now. It's not just this thing you do to go balance rocks and walk your dog. Like, it's everything to you. That's where your cup is filled. And, like, it's just, I go, like, you know, that, ah, like, I just kind of hear that when I'm out there. And this one day I walked up, and this woman I run into every once in a while, she was walking back, and she goes, did you see the pink light on those mountains over there? And I go, it was magical. And it was that, you know, same walking in awe. Can you believe what we're seeing? And then there's, and I heard this on the radio, most dolphins anywhere, Southern California. And I just see them all the time. And there's a thing now that, like, they're feeding. So normally if I saw a pod, it would be like a long train. But now there's just like 5, 6, 7, 8 kind of hanging out. Where, like, this, you can kind of see where the seaweed or whatever is on top, algae, whatever it is. And they just hang out. And they start flipping and flopping around. And I'm like, you know, they're still pretty far out. And you can't get really great pictures or videos of them. But it's like you just see them the entire time. So you're walking. There's dolphins. There's your best friend, your dog. The sun's rising. It's, you know, lighting the mountains ahead of you. And it's, and then I get to play with Zen. And then I get to create. And then I get to sit back and watch what I create and take pictures. And then I go for a walk with Zen. And then I'm walking back and I have just shorts on and I've applied sunscreen and it's 80 something and I'm walking back going, I get to do, like, that's the best for me. Like, how, whatever I did to get to the point, I'm like, that's an option. So the next morning I'm going again. Sunday morning, I don't care. I get up and I'm getting all ready and I get to the car and I start the car. It's not 6 a.m. It's 5 a.m. Time rolled back and I went. I was so fired up. And I kind of thought it was changing Sunday, but I was like, well, and I just remember going to bed going, well, maybe it's Sunday night. And thinking, well, it doesn't really matter, but I just got up and didn't look, didn't care, did nothing. But it's like, well, you know, it's going to be the same time. So if I leave now, it'll be the same time and I'll get to see the sunrise. So I took my time and I kind of ran a couple errands and I got up there way due to the time back, the, you know, time change being an hour earlier than ever before, but I was still there to be alone and walk on the beach. And it was just like that one. I was like, okay, this is the thing. When you can't do this, it's going to affect you. And when you get to do this, it's like the greatest thing in the world for you. Like right now in your life, that sunrise walk with Zen is probably the best thing in the world. I was like, okay, noted. This is why. This is what it means to me. How do you feel when that sunrise is happening? All that, because it was taken away. It made me look. Like, why am I in a funk? I haven't gone to the beach. Why is the beach so... Okay, that's what it is. Okay, I got it. Boom, 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 boom. So I was like, allow that to sit now. Not, okay, well, now you know you're back at the beach. You're done with the Zen garden. Start the book. What's the next thing? What are you going to do now? How are you going to, you know, increase your income? It's like, wow. You know, I wanted the funk out. And as soon as the funk was out, the next voice comes in going, okay, let's do the next. And I'm like, again, can't I just allow? Like when I here's my note, allow myself to feel whatever it is, allow it to pass with no judgment or critique and being okay. And I thought, well, when the good happens, why can't I just allow that to settle in? Oh, I went to the beach 2 days in a row. It was magic. I feel so much better. It was so awesome. I feel good. Zen garden's clean. It's organized. It's like at a point where I can go, it's kind of done. I don't really need to do anything. But if I wanted to, I could go over there and make anything I wanted to. Like my little supplies, my little wood pieces and stuff, it's all organized. Like if I wanted to just make anything, I could do it. But nothing's sitting there going, look, this big thing is laying out and you need to get it done so you can get rid of it and organize. It's just, why can't I just go, okay, just be here now, but in the big picture. Train your clients. Take care of Zen. Go to the beach when you can. Come home, and if you don't feel like doing anything, then don't do anything. But don't wonder why you're feeling this way or that way, because it's always going to change. And yet, I'm the best ever, and I'm using the word joy for the first time ever, and I'm 54 and a half, but I'm still going to be tested and have new experiences and not have the answers. So once again, it's how I respond that matters. But again, writing all that down. So again, for me, you journal. If you talk to a friend, a therapist, anybody, you're just getting it out. So as soon as I start taking notes, I'm like, oh, okay, this makes sense. Oh, okay, I got that out of my head. Oh, okay, I get to put that on the podcast. Like, that's all part of my healing process. And not that this past week I was healing, but it's to get things out, organized, get to a better vista where I can look at things clearly. And when I go, oh, I'm going to share that, it's like, oh, that feels different. That was this kind of yucky feeling. But I'm like, oh, I'm going to share it on the podcast and maybe it'll help somebody. Changes the whole thing, flips everything. And here's, I mean, it's kind of the kicker. But when I said the word bored, you know, I've spoken about that before. When you're bored, it typically means there's no bad. And when I would sit there and, you know, just think of some person I didn't like, whatever, like I'd be like, what, Tom, are you bored? Why? That person isn't even in your apartment, walking by, around you at all. Why are you letting that? Because I wanted it out. Because I knew it did not serve me at all. And I was allowing it, but I could also stop and kick it out. I'm like, okay, cool. But like I said, this was just kind of different bored. And then this hit me. I was talking to a client, and I don't even know. And I said, there have been days now where I haven't foam rolled. And I go, I foam roller 5-6 times a day, sometimes 2-3 times during the night. And not because I want to. Something's out of alignment, and I got to do it. And I don't always do it for a half an hour. Sometimes it's 5 minutes. And when I wake up at night, it's not because, hey, I don't wake up to foam roll. I can't sleep because something's funky, so I foam roller, and I step on the little massage ball, and I got that hard ball that I lean up against the wall with and kind of bend down and squat and put the ball between the wall and my back. You know, all these things I would do kind of throughout the night, sometimes all of them, more than once. And this past, I did the live workout Wednesdays, number 47, number 48 didn't happen. Couldn't get this thing out. I mean, I was working out harder than ever, but my body was like, you're not moving past this spot. Had to go get a massage. Got a great couple massages from a guy, a place called Squeeze. And it was amazing, but everything happened, and I was like, okay, you're not stretching. Here are the stretches. And from that moment, there's this one move I do that now takes care of that upper back neck area. Gone. So I don't really have to foam roller because I was always doing that for that part. Now I run, you know, working out again, going to the beach, you know, so I'll foam roller my legs from that, but not because they're jacked out of alignment or my neck's tweaked or that left side I can't get out. And when it does getting a little tight, I'm like, okay, I know what it is. And now, because I'm not doing live workout Wednesdays, I go to the beach, I'm like, well, let me just film something. Let me just stretch for a second. You know, hold pigeon for a little bit. I was like, oh, I went to the beach, and after an hour drive and a half hour walk, I did pigeon, and I feel better. I'm like, so now I'm not leaving the beach, getting home, going, wow, I'm kind of beat up. I'm like, wow, I got home, and I felt good. Why? Well, I did sun salutations, and I stretched, and I filmed something, and I did this, and I did that. I'm like, again, just how I'm responding to everything. And the next day, I was telling another client, and I was like, this is my big realization. I go, this now might be the best I've ever been physically, and not the strongest, fastest, but it's like, I don't have to foam roller. Like I do, I still do. I don't think I like, you know, maybe one day or two day I skipped, which is huge compared to the last 6 or 8 years of my life. But I was just like, okay, but you're not. And that thing isn't out of alignment. And then it was this, okay, you go back 4 months, 5 months, a year, 2 years, 4 years ago, you don't have the foam roller. Tom, what else do you need? I mean, nothing. If this whole neck thing, left side thing is, and I can, and, oh, and I'm sleeping better. Sleeping because I can. Like, I'll still wake up once or twice, you know, go to the bathroom, come back, but I would lay back down and fall back to sleep. And wake up and go, oh, it's 4. And lay back down, wake up and go, one morning I woke up and it was 7. And I was like, that's 7? I'm like, doing, and I'm like, so there's a little catch 22 in that moment. It's like, why isn't that enough? Why aren't you the happiest ever? I mean, I kind of forgot about it during the fires, you know, finishing the Zen garden, you know, feeling that little being bored and, you know, all this little things that were going on. Oh, yeah, by the way, I wasn't foam rolling. Wow, what's that like? What's that about? Stop, pause, reflect. And I was like, okay. Okay, I got it. I got it. I got it. But that whole thing was, I don't want to say like 4 or 5 days of really going, oh, what's that feeling? What's that about? Let me pause. Okay, let me start taking some notes. I went to the beach and was really mindful. Like, what was happening at the beach? Like, when I didn't go, what was I missing? And when I come here, what is it? And it was just, okay, there you go. There you go. There's your answers. And not all the answers to all my questions, but enough of the answers to enough of my questions. So I was like, okay, I got it. We're good. And it was just, and then I talked to a client. I said, we have to stop. And Mr. Morrison, I just feel like we're so like at the same place. I just been doing it a little bit longer, you know. And I was talking to him and just going, you know, you can't critique yourself. You can't, oh, I'm bad at this, or I can't. I go, we can't be like that. We have to be like our biggest fans, our biggest supporters, because that's how we're going to go from the 7 to the 8 to the 8.3 to the 8.5, getting out of our way. And he was kind of struggling getting it. Now suddenly out loud he went, so it's like a positive way versus a negative way. And I went, there you go. Your verbiage. That resonated with you. Write it down. And it made sense with him. Because if I constantly go, hey, Tom, you know what you're not good at? That's just, it just will be there forever. Because I'm going to always need work on something. And or I'll want to work on it. Or I'll discover something new that I want to work on. But why? Because I'm the best I've ever been. And instead of thinking about anything in the past, anything that does not serve me, anything that's not in my control, my space between my ears is filled with what I can't control and what I want to, you know, get better at and focus on. And when I'm loving myself, that process is easier. If I'm being negative, I'm being critical, if I'm being judgmental, I know now that does not serve me in this pro-you path at all. The problem is that's the really hard, hard thing, because like me, a lot of us, we're trained to be hard on ourselves. We just are. Well, you should be doing more. You should be making more. You should be thinner. You should be stronger. You should be prettier. You should be taller. You should lose weight. You should have a better home. You should have different friends. You should whatever. There shoulda, shoulda, shoulda. Stop shooting on yourselves. So I start going, okay, Tom, this is all of you. Love all of it. Yep, you got a little thing there you're working on. But yeah, you're working on it, and you're better. And look at all these things that you're better at. And look at all these things that you do now that you didn't do. Things that you're working on that you never even cared about, thought about. or would want to work on, or knew you could. Stay here. Yay, you get a podcast. You get to share. You get to help people. That helps you heal. Yay, you get to go back to the beach. Yay, you know, all the things you don't have. Yeah, but you live in Hollywood where you're never threatened by hardly anything. Floods, fires. I mean, I've felt some small little earthquakes, but I mean, it's almost like a little honey hole. I mean, oh, I wish I could live in Malibu. Man, that place burned last year and really close this year. All those places up north, a lot of cool places, a lot of, oh, if I could get some land and buy a little, like, on fire. And then I was, when that Frank was talking on the radio show about, he's been waiting a year. Now, he's got good insurance. He's a rich dude. And he just, here's your money, get the new house, pre-built, and he's just in line with all the other people, waiting to get permits, waiting for this whole, all these things, because there's thousands of homes that need to be rebuilt. And he's like, you know, and then you're just sitting here paying property taxes and how much you paid in property tax. I'm like, wow. I mean, you either got to be like that really, 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 really rich so you can just handle all that stuff, or don't at all. So it's again, just like this reinforcement, like, well, Tom, you got it pretty good right now. I mean, what's your biggest problem? Oh, you felt some guilt. Oh, you felt some funk. Oh, you felt bored. Oh, you're a little whatever. Spin that around. Thank you. That is my battle. That is my challenge. That is my cross. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I said in my notes, don't rush the bad because you can't. And don't rush the good because you can't either. So I saw this thingy, and it's said this word, metanoia, and it's Greek, and I was like, oh, cool, it's a little definition. So I zoomed in, and it says, the journey of changing one's mind, heart, self, or way of life. Spiritual conversion. I was like, if someone said back in the day, 4.5 years ago, Tom, you're going to start a podcast, Pro You Podcast. What's that about? Well, it's going to be the journey of changing one's mind, heart, self, or way of life. Be like a spiritual conversion. Wow. I mean, I never heard of it and loved like everything about that. Metanoia. Metanoia. And it says pronunciation, metanoia. Metanoia. Greek. The Greek word, metanoia. That is just the same as pro you. So I love that. All right, this is what I'm going to finish with. These are little fit tips. Just felt like giving some fit tips. All right, we got 12 reasons dehydration is bad for you. It doesn't take much to become dehydrated. Lose just 1.5% of the water in your body. The human body is usually about 60% water, and you reach the tipping point of mild dehydration. It can be brought on by many things, and it can do much more to your body than just make you feel thirsty. Dehydration also brings on health effects ranging from fatigue, smelly breath, to more dangerous consequences like distracted driving. All right, here are the 12 reasons. 1, it gives you bad breath. 2, it makes you crave sugar. 3, it wrecks your workout. 4, it dries your skin out. 5, it may affect your ability to drive safely. 6, it makes you tired. 7, it sours your mood. 8, it can give you the chills. 9, it can cause muscle cramps. 10, it makes you feel dizzy and foggy. 11, it can give you a headache. 12, it constipates you. And again, I've, you know, at times felt dehydrated. twice out of state that were horrible. Once when I went to Colorado and just different schedule, met, you know, my brother and my nephew, and we met there, and I'm like, okay, I just need a coffee, and I just want to eat something, and like, okay, then we're going to go hiking. I'm like, yeah, cool, and it was like, whatever it was, a couple hours later, we started hiking, and I realized, well, I got up early and drove to the airport and flew, and I got there and hadn't had any water. And, you know, that's not really that bad if I'm in California for that morning. But now I was, whatever it was, how many thousands of feet elevated, and it just hit me. And it was not funky. And then the last trip to Tahoe, same thing. Just drove the whole way drinking coffee so I could make that our trip. When I got up there, I just kind of started, you know, doing yard work. And I wanted to kind of stay awake. So I had one of these little caffeine shooters and just went on my way. And I was a few hours later, and I was like, man, drink water all day. And then boom, that was a done story. So it's serious. So drink water, drink water, drink water. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. How can we hydrate, Tom? Besides drinking water. Well, I got 15 foods that help you stay hydrated. Eat Your Water by Amanda McMillan. According to the old rule of thumb, you're supposed to drink 8 glasses of water per day. And some experts recommend even more. That can seem like a daunting task on some days, but here's the catch. You don't have to drink all the water. Roughly 20% of our daily H2O comes from solid foods, especially fruits and vegetables. It's still important to drink plenty of water, especially in the summertime, but you can also quench your thirst with these 15 hugely hydrating foods, all of which are at least 90% water by weight. Number 1, cucumber. 2, iceberg lettuce. 3, celery. 4, radishes. 5, tomatoes. 6, green peppers. 7, cauliflower. 8, watermelona. 9, spinach. 10, star fruit. 11, strawberries. 12, broccoli. 13, grapefruit. 14, baby carrots. 15, cantaloupe. So there you go. Just a little fitness from the old Pro You podcast guy. Stay hydrated. Stay healthy. And staying hydrated, you know, you can tell when you look at someone if they're drinking water or not. And there's something about, you see a person, you're like, what? And they're like, I haven't had water. And you can kind of see it sometimes. So it's just a great, 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 great thing. And again, a large majority of our body is water, muscles, majority water. And when we drink more water, yes, you have to go to the bathroom, but it's continually flushing out, which is a great thing to do. So water, 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 water is the number one most important thing that you can do for, you know, living healthy, losing weight, staying hydrated, staying healthy. All those wonderful things come from just simply drinking enough water. So a great way to end this episode. I want to thank y'all for listening. Like I mentioned all the time, little tidbits about, you know, just kind of helped me heal. And this thing happened. I took notes going, oh, I get to share this on the podcast. Like, it's almost an immediate thing going when I can pull it out of a feeling and go, oh, that's something. As soon as I start saying it in my head, I can put that on the podcast. It just changes the whole context of what I'm experiencing and feeling. You know, because I know you're going to share this and someone's going to go, oh, I understand that. Oh, that resonates with me because I'm not alone. You know, I'm a unique snowflake like us all, but we're all going through things. You know, the specifics are a little different, but our struggles are all the same. So when you can start developing these tools and stopping and reflecting and pausing, remember, just be from a good vista. The only reason you're stopping and reflecting and pausing is because you're realizing that you're a better you. And this is how you continue down that path. So just be your best support, best friend. You know, you be, you know, the silencer of the critic and the judge. You be the big cheerleader. You be the loving, unconditional voice, like Tom's voice, if that's the one you're hearing as well. And that's a muscle, and that will grow, and you will get better at it. And maybe after a little while, you'll go, wow, you know, I'm experiencing joy, and that will just happen. And you'll realize it because you've been thankful, and you've been mindful, and you realize, like, there are certain things I haven't felt, and I like these feelings. There are certain things I don't say, and I'm saying them. There's certain things I haven't experienced that I'm experiencing. It's like, well, keep doing what you're doing then. Deem yourself worthy because you are worth it. Hello, and welcome to your pro-you moment. As I always stoked your ear, a moment for you to take a little step closer to becoming a better you. Let's begin to control that which we can control. Sit on the floor, cross our legs if we can. Sit any way you need to be comfortable, to allow this moment to happen. Let's begin to control the things that we can control. Eyes shut, neutral neck, shoulders over the hips, navel pulled into the spine. Let's draw that inhale through the nose, exhale out the mouth. We're going to slow that down. We're going to elongate that breath because we can. It's going to take a little effort. It's going to take a little mindfulness to do it. And that's what's going to keep us connected and present in this moment. Those are the thoughts that we occupy the space between your ears. If anything else enters, just kindly, calmly ask it to leave and return to your breath. You'll do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Congratulations on another successful Pro You moment. Whenever I say this, I pause and say, that's kind of funny that you say that. But I want people to know that I say what I mean and I mean what I say. I love the fact that I'm having new experiences, feeling new feelings, using new words. And that is my wish. That is my ultimate wish, that if you're listening right now, you're on your way, you're one step closer. You're coming to my well, drinking the water I sell. Because you feel it. You feel yourself gaining a little control. You feel yourself starting to feel better. And if you are doing things consistently, and that's bringing peace and confidence into your life, which is allowing for hope, you're so close to feeling joy. And that is something that we all should feel in our daily lives, is joy. This is my hope. This is my wish. It's my prayer. That's why I do what I do. Hoping you find your way to a better you. One filled with joy, peace, and God bless.